We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Arash Markazi from the LA Times. Arash, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, how are you? Know, I know you know you guys are one of the hot spots, obviously, with what's going on. How are you hanging in with you and your family in your quarantine situation?
In terms of seeing what's happening here in California and New York and these other hot spots, but just trying to stay home, watch television. This would have been a hectic time period for sports in Los Angeles with opening day with the Dodgers and the Angels and the Lakers and the Clippers and all this stuff. So hopefully we get to see those seasons play out at some point.
Arash, we were talking a little bit about some comments that Rick Bucher made, just an opinion, not like facts or anything, that maybe LeBron sees this and looks at his body and says, hey, 2 months off. I had a plan to be at my peak in June. Now all of a sudden we're playing in August. Is there a part of LeBron maybe that you'd think would say, it's been a great year. Let's just shut it down. Come back next year.
No. I mean, if the season starts up again and the Lakers have a 6-game lead atop the Western Conference and the playoffs are about to start, I don't think he's going to shut it down and go back to drinking red wine. It's not like an ideal situation, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't see now. The question's going to have to be once they are ready to play again. How do they do that? Do they have a little bit of a play 6 more games? Because here's the thing, and I've talked to a lot of players. I know LeBron has a very nice home with probably a court and a gym, but there's a lot of guys that I've talked to who are having a hard time keeping in shape or just at the very least shooting because there's no gyms open. These guys can't go to their practice facility. So, it's not just about them being able to restart the season. They're not going to be in optimum shape. They haven't practiced together. They haven't shot. They haven't done anything. So, the moment when we are able to play again, that's one thing. But then how many games do you allow them to play or how many practices do you allow them to have before you roll into the playoffs?
Yeah, it's a good question. And, we were just saying before the break, Rush, that to me, unless they're willing to, start the season in July or August or even later and then maybe have a shortened season starting Christmas next year, I think, unless they're willing to do that, I think there's less than a 50% chance they play at all. Because how are we – I know Mark Cuban talked about he'd go on the under on June the 1st, but the way things are going right now, I can't imagine they're playing basketball in May. And even June seems a little unlikely. I don't know. We're all guessing. There's no playbook.
Yeah.
But what do you think?
No, but I think you're right. I think no matter what, I think we can fully expect next season to be a 60-some-odd game season that begins on Christmas Day again. And again, we've done this before, so it wouldn't be unique, but these are unprecedented times. So I think, for example, I think that they would play some regular season games if they were to come back in July, and it would be, let's just say, a 68-game, 70-game season this year, roll it into the playoffs. The next year would be another 60-plus game season that would begin on Christmas Day. Again, not ideal, but when you've played, most of these teams have played all but less than 20 games of the season. So I think they've, in their mind, they've played enough games where they definitely want to see it through.
Arash Markazi is our guest from Los Angeles, talking about the NBA and the Lakers a little bit, of course. there was a report, I know Windhorst talked about this a little bit earlier this week, that maybe they looked at what China has done with their fans and try to get them back and that whole thing. Is there even a thought of fans as we go and even as we go forward to, towards next season, Arash?
I think there's no chance of fans this season when you talk about, you know, if they were to restart sometime in June or July. I think everything that I've heard is like, you know, like have everyone get tested, put them in a safe sort of environment where they're kind of secluded to finish out the season. And again, like, let's see where we are next season, sometime in December. I really think that just goes for like sports in general. When are we comfortable having crowds of 20,000, 60,000, 100,000 people, whether it's college football, pro football, the NBA hockey? When are we comfortable with that? I do think at some point this summer, we will get to a point of having sports without fans. At what point, in, like, is it when we have the vaccine? Is it when we have this thing under control? Like, at what point are we comfortable having groups of that many people in close proximity?
Right. Yeah, that could be a while. That could even be a year. Who knows? Well, you know, when it comes to baseball, for example, with weather being a bigger factor than any other sport, you know, we've talked on this show, and it's been suggested that maybe they'd play until December and play in neutral sites in the playoffs, you know, play in L.A., San Diego, whatever, Texas. Do you like that idea?
I do like it in this sense. I do think sports at some point are going to be a big part of us getting like past this and having something to escape towards. And so, again, nothing is like an ideal situation. Obviously, if you're the Yankees and you're playing the Dodgers, you don't want all seven games to be in Los Angeles or San Diego or somewhere, you know, like you want to have some home games there. So, but again, if the NBA comes back, it's not going to be like an ideal situation. Like, Milwaukee's played this entire season to get the number one seed, and I'm probably pretty sure that they're not going to host another home game. So it's not ideal. This is not like an ideal situation, but I think I would rather see sports played in some way, shape, or form than not.
Arash, you know, the Major League Baseball Players Association in the owners have come to agreement on their financial situation. The NBA has not. What do you think the NBA does if they don't play a season? Will they take money back from the players, or not take money back, but will they not pay the players for the rest of the season?
You know, I would like to see them do the right thing in the sense that I think, again, we've played like all but less than 20 games of the season. So I think that they should pay them. But, and a lot of these guys have done this on their own, but like maybe it's a percentage of that, because quite frankly, again, when you don't play 20 games or 15 games, that's a per game paycheck that you're being paid. Like, maybe a percentage of that goes to COVID-19 relief or something along those lines. But again, you know, unlike Major League Baseball and football, like, again, they've played all but 15 to 17, 19 games of the season.
Right.
We're talking with Arash Markazi of the LA Times. Arash, you know, I know you were tweeting recently about the NFL draft, the fact that it's going to be in Vegas. You got a Pro Bowl coming to Vegas, and you suggested a Super Bowl as well. I know they're still working on the stadium, which seems a little, I don't know, that's a weird situation. Whether that stadium is even going to be done in time for the season, I guess if the season gets delayed, who knows? But you think the NFL, you believe they're all in on Vegas, right?
Exactly. I mean, they were going to get the draft in 2020, obviously, this year, 2021. Is that the one in Cleveland? Or
yes,
Kansas
it is.
City?
Yep.
Okay. So they couldn't take that from Cleveland or move that up. But so 2022 was available, and then I think 2023 is in Kansas City. So 2022 was available. Pro Bowl, that conversation had been happening for quite some time. I mean, they weren't going to go to Hawaii just because that stadium is not what it used to be. So they kind of wanted it to be a destination place where players would want to go and hang out and have some fun. So Pro Bowl, perhaps as early as 2021, draft 2022, and the next available Super Bowl is 2025, which is another conversation that they've been having. So again, they like Las Vegas, and it's unfortunate that the draft is not going to be held there, but all the plans that they had in place for this year, this month, will just move down to 2022, I think.
Rosh, I'm convinced that, you know, of all the sports, I think tennis and baseball, or excuse me, golf could come back. Golf and tennis.
Yeah.
Because it's a single person sport. You can keep your distance. You're outside. If you were a betting man, what sport do you think comes back first?
I think NASCAR, golf, and tennis in some way, shape, or form. I'm not sure which one will come back first, but I think those are the three in particular where you have some safe space. I mean, obviously, if you get in a crash, that's not like an ideal situation. But you're right. But golf and tennis, like, A, you don't need fans, because even when fans are there, they're told to be quiet,
right,
and they're 6 feet apart. So I think at some point, you know, for a lot of people, and we forget this, it's the travel. So, like, let's just say there's a golf tournament in Florida and you live in California. I mean, there's a lot of people who are just not comfortable flying. But if you can find a way to charter a flight or to make it as safe as possible, like, I do think, to your point, golf and tennis make the most sense right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd still have to have these guys tested. You know, in tennis especially, you're apart, but both guys touch the ball. Could touch the ball.
And I think the game changer here is what they've been talking about is just these tests where you can do it in 15 minutes and get like a result. Because the problem is a lot of these tests at the beginning of this whole situation took like a week, and you can't have that happen. But if we can get to a point where we have same day 15 minute tests, that is not just great for golf and tennis and whatever. But I think then at that point we can have team sports come back where you just have the teams and the coaches and the officials there.
Rosh, I just want to go back to something that Dustin brought up in the beginning. He asked you about LeBron wanting to finish the season, and we brought that up because Rick Bucher suggested on Fox today that, you know, he thinks that LeBron saying he doesn't want to play with no fans is kind of code for him saying he doesn't want to finish the season because of the things Dustin described earlier. And I don't know. I mean, do you think maybe not LeBron, but do you think there are some players from these sports who are like, you know what, I just want to stay in my house for the next few months. I don't want to play at all.
I don't think so. If you were a team that's like a top seed and in contention to win a championship. So I was there the day that LeBron was asked about playing with no fans. That was the last day that we were in the locker room. And again, I think that was after the Sunday game against the Clippers, or I'm trying to think exactly. But anyways, we were like right next to LeBron. This was before social distancing. So
right,
he was not in the right mind space to realize what was happening. The entire COVID-19 pandemic was not the same like as it was. Like, we were covering the Lakers, we were in the locker room, we were shoulder to shoulder with LeBron. So
right,
he realizes now where we're at. And if we do continue, listen, if you're a player on one of the worst teams in the league, I can imagine you saying, listen, I've been on my rear for 2 months and I'm going to come back to do what? Like, the season's done. If you're Milwaukee, if you're the Lakers, if you're the Clippers, if you're one of these top four teams in the league, it is hard to win a championship. If you played the entire season, except for maybe 15 games, and you put yourself in a position to win a championship, it's not like an ideal situation to take two months off. But you have to, if you can, see that through, because it is so rare, as LeBron found out, to put yourself in a position to win a championship. So if they do return, it's not an ideal situation to play without fans and to take this break, but he will come back.
Arash, last thing, covering LeBron from your perspective, what's that been like? And was he different to cover last year with a terrible season and this year during a great season?
You know, this is another situation that's not like an ideal, but, you know, the moment Kobe passed, I really believe he began to change in terms of embracing the Lakers and Los Angeles and the purple and gold and the city and da-da-da. That his first season here, he did not seem to be a part of Los Angeles. It was a business decision to come here. He didn't ingratiate himself with the city, with the team, even his teammates. I mean, he wanted to move them out and bring in his own guys. So coming into this season, where I think this is his team and these are his guys, and I think he realized the moment when Kobe passed, like, what that meant, and Kobe's last tweet being, you know, to like almost pass the baton to LeBron. He's been very much like, I'm a Laker. I'm like a Laker for life. I'm from Los Angeles. You know, it's like something changed at that very moment. So, again, he's more embraced, and I also think he's embraced this city more.
Rosh, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay safe.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Thanks.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.